Chapter 34. Ron knelt at the altar rail, opened his mouth, and extended his tongue. His mouth was dry, and the communion wafer was dry. He felt a moment of panic as he walked back to his pew with his hands clasped and his eyes down. The wafer had stuck to the roof of his mouth. What was he supposed to do now? He couldn't reach in and scrape it off. He wasn't supposed to let his teeth touch it. He rubbed against it with his tongue and hoped that it would dislodge. He wanted that magical feeling of having Jesus inside of him. When he had communion in his former church, they drank grape juice. It was made clear that this was a commemoration of what Christ has done. Ron knew about transubstantiation. This was really God that Ron had inside of him. His tongue couldn't get the wafer to move. His mind said, "Oh, fuck." Then he panicked. He had sinned while the host was in his mouth. There might be a special place in hell for people who did that. Maybe he was the only one who had ever done it. Maybe God didn't realize. Another lightning thought hit him. He had just sinned again. God was supposed to know everything. And there he was, doubting Jesus, who had bled every drop of his precious blood for him. After Mass, Ron ran across the street to the candy store, bought a bottle of Coke. He washed his Savior down with a long, relished swallow. What a way to begin. Some first communion, he screamed at himself as he walked home alone. George was spreading a dirty white rug across the living room floor of their apartment. Marjorie was watching him with a sick look on her face. It covered the hardwood floor that she loved with an ugly combination of white and stain. George contended that it would muffle the sound, and that it was important to be considerate of the people downstairs. Ron and Marjorie just stared at each other when he said it. They had lived in apartments all their lives. This was George's first experience. "Where did you get this thing?" said Ron. "This used to belong to Wobbles," said George proudly. "Who's that?" said Ron. George smirked at Ron's ignorance. "He's a friend of George's," said Marjorie glumly, trying to be patient. "He's probably the most important man in Newark, and one of the most important men in this state," George explained. "Never heard of him." "You wouldn't," said George. Marjorie stayed silent, and Ron could see that she hated the thing. He said, "Why is he giving away his dirty rugs?" "Maybe we can cover some of the stains with furniture," said Marjorie. George looked up, exasperated. Each stain felt like a thorn stuck up his ass, and they were going to mention each and every one. "Do you know how expensive this rug was?" "You bought this thing?" said Ron. George turned redder. "I mean, originally."